Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Yeah. Still here. Inside the 1 a.m. hour on The Fan in New York. For the fans of the sports. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, just talking about things that have gone on. You know, and since the Yankees were eliminated, a lot of things have gone on. There's been a lot of trolling. There's been a lot of back and forth. And the one thing that I don't get, you know, and I caught a little flack on Instagram, but I don't care about internet flack. It's not real. Just like I saw Trey Savage talking about, all of the, the online hate my family's receiving. Yeah. Trey Savage opened up his press conference Sunday with a heavy plea. The Blue Jays rookie pitcher asked for an end to the abuse directed at his family and girlfriend ahead of his Game 2 start. Listen, bro, as long as nobody is running down on you, putting their hands on you, saying anything to you in person, it comes with the territory. So I saw that on New York Post Sports, and in the comments, I said, if it's just online, welcome to being known. They'll be fine. Ignore it. Like, this is what happens when you burst on the scene. And he's probably getting, this online hate, or his family is getting it from Yankee fans, maybe, because he dominated them. I mean, he's not getting any of this hate from Mariners fans after his performance tonight. Let me go check my handy-dandy box score. 4 innings, 4 hits, 5 runs, 5 earned, 3 walks, and he gave up a homer. Damn. The M's made it look that easy, huh? He was perfect against the Yankees. Damn near. But yeah, speaking of this online stuff, I can't find the comment now because I do this stuff all day. I troll all day and night as myself. But there was a comment that I left. Where is this comment now? I can't scroll back and find it. But it was getting a lot of traction. And I laughed because I was like, I can end all this by simply deleting the comment. Oh, here it is. So New York Post Sports on Instagram says, looking back, was the Yankees' plan B better off without Juan Soto? And of course, your boy has the top comment, 556 likes. No one else is close. But I said, yes, without plan B, the Yankees probably missed the postseason like Soto did. And, of course, people come out of anywhere. You're a Yankee homer. No, this guy doesn't know baseball. And then they start saying ridiculous things. There are some Met fans that believe that their plan A, right, with getting Juan Soto, like, let's start there. Don't talk about the Yankees' plan B not working. The Yankees won the same amount of games. But They ended up with the tiebreaker where they didn't get first place, whatever. You know what happens. They went to the wild card. They won the wild card. They lost to that team in the DS. They did not get back to the World Series. But you cannot in any realm say that they would have gotten back to the World Series if they signed Juan Soto. That $760 million that would have been spent on Juan Soto, there is no Max Fried. And all 19 of Max Fried's wins. There may not be a Cody Bellinger or a Paul Goldschmidt or a Devin Williams or any configuration of the team that came after the trade deadline if the Yankees actually got what they wanted, the plan A of bringing back Juan Soto. It's just funny to me how many people, oh, this guy just, he doesn't know anything. Oh, it's all because he's a Yankee fan. No. I'm a baseball fan. The Yankees' plan B worked out fine. Did it work to the effect of what they had last year? No. But do you also realize it's a different season? It's a different course. It's a different terrain. They faced the American League East. And pretty soon, I hope the American League East is all eliminated. But it's not like facing the Royals and the Guardians. So for any Met fans that were celebrating, oh, they didn't make it to the World Series, we stole Juan Soto from them. Like, what? What? Where they do that at? What multiverse do you live in? Maybe there's a multiverse that you live in where tonight, instead of Freddie Freeman hitting that first home run against the Milwaukee Brewers, it's Pete Alonso all over again. And you know what? If it was Pete Alonso all over again, Scott Boras would be talking to Steve Cohen tonight saying, hey, you know, we want 7 years in this upcoming deal. And Steve Cohen would say, you know what? Pete's done it again. He hit another home run in Milwaukee. We're taking a 1-0 lead. He's a proven postseason performer. How much do you want for 7 years? Ross is in Bergen County with us on the Fan next. What's up, Ross?
Hey, Keith, it's been a minute. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. Hanging out.
Yeah, it's been a minute since I talked to you. I didn't want to, weave myself into the morning period. I let you all, I don't want to get into the gist of things, bro. I saw a tweet today, though. Talk about this city and the sports, bro. I think it's tomorrow. It's going to be 5,000 days since the last championship that was won.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too.
it's unbelievable, bro. I mean, if you look at every city with a team in each of the big four, right, the big four sports, and but keep in mind, I think we're the only one. I think us in L.A. are the only ones with multiple in each league.
Yeah,
we're the
Chicago, whatever.
Yeah.
We have the most teams. Somebody should have won. But we don't count NYCFC. We don't count the Liberty.
Nah, I don't give a damn. The Liberty. I mean, bro, it's Minnesota's one. And, of course, there I got, thank God I only got one of the four there. Minnesota's one. Detroit's two. And it looks like the Lions are going to win one anytime soon. And then it's us three. Of course, by the way, Detroit, I don't want to call up with this, but who was on that Detroit wagon, bro? And talk about not celebrating early because, I was damn scared when I saw them beat Cleveland after all, that whole 16.5 blown lead. So I didn't want to do a DeMarcado, the guy on the Colts. I didn't want to do that.
Premature Selly.
Yeah, I didn't want to drop the ball at the one, bro. But I was, I was in the space and I was yelling, most Tigres, because, bro, who was the head of that?
They took the Cy Young winner out. They took the Cy Young winner out.
Bro,
just like that, just like they took Gossman out.
2 years in a row, your season ends in game five of the ALDS, and don't think we don't notice. Why? Because you got Detroit in the neighborhood. You know what? I won't get ahead of it. I got to find the Detroit number.
They gave A.J. Hinch a contract extension. All is well with all of that.
Bro, you called the guy Kerry Bonds. He had two homers all postseason. Why the hell are we calling him Barry Bonds? It's ridiculous, bro. And the rest of the team had like three hits in 15 innings. You don't hear about it because it's Detroit. I don't know, bro. I mean, that's a joke in and of itself. But I'll say this in terms of this city. So those are the two cities, Minnesota, Detroit, and then it's this city. This city, you know what it boils down to, bro? We're nine cheeks of the same ass. It doesn't matter if you're on hardwood, ice, turf. It's just all garbage, bro.
It's pain.
We had this whole, we had a month, a summer full of talk. For these two baseball teams wind up winning three postseason games total.
Mm-hmm.
Three. You got a Jets team basically sounds like they hired Maya Angelou as their head coach. It's just Maya Angelou with a headset, all these, phrases and metaphors he's coming up to. He doesn't
Not
do jack, you know what, on the field. The Giants, they're a little bit of a feel-good story, but, bro, we saw this with the Chargers, the whole Darton Scataboo. Like,
bro, they lost to the Saints.
Like, they
lost to the Dallas Cowboys.
They lost to the Saints the next week, bro. At some point, you got to separate the fans that have been through it and the ones who haven't. And it's fine if you're the ones who haven't, but if you're a fan that's been through it, you got to know that the other shoe's going to drop at some point, bro. It does every single time, and yet people, look, I don't want to poo-poo on the parade, but you think all of a sudden now you got a one-way ticket to the playoffs because you beat Philly, which, by the way, a Philly team that only looked like it was a bad damn time, that team started losing. I can't believe they even got through 4 weeks being undefeated. And all of a sudden now they think they're world beaters, bro. I mean, my hockey team, forget it. The Knicks, I mean, you talk about fans that have been through
it. The Knicks is going to be fun. The Knicks season is going to be a blast.
I'm telling you, bro, the people that are out there saying it's us in Cleveland 1A, 1B, you don't know what you're getting out of Philly, out of Toronto, bro. 2 years in a row, I heard how we were going to just run through Indianapolis both times, and then it was injuries. It was a full moon outside. It's everything except for the fact that the team just blows when it matters, and that's what 9-8 other teams in this city do. And that's what it all boils down to, bro. And it's just pain and misery, no matter what team you root for, bro. We talk about the Knicks are going to be the team to do it, the Yankees are going to be the team to do it. And year after year, it just doesn't happen, bro.
We're just going to wait and just go through the pain, and we'll be old men one day. Thanks for the call, Ross. 888-808-1019. Yeah, 5,000 days. And just think about 5,000 days of WFAN. They don't turn this thing off. Think about how many hosts have come in and hosted shows. Think about how many different hosts and shows there's been in 5,000 days. And we haven't been able to do one show that starts with, "We are the champions, my friends." It's just not going to happen. It'll happen one day. 5,000 days is a long time, man. We haven't been able to just plan a parade. It's crazy. Like, there's something in the universe. I feel like that with the Jets, too. This is some type of universal pull. They're pulling the Jet fan and the Jet franchise even further down. You thought it was bad with Rodgers. Oh, we're pulling you to the Earth's core before we let you even come back up. Some with New York, man. I just think because, like, New York is crazy. I think a lot of times we take it for granted. I know I do. And then, like, I'll go home for the weekend. And, like, a little thing will happen to me or somebody will recognize me or I'll see a friend from home and I'll just see, and I'm like, I don't even think about like how hard it is to make it in New York, how hard it is to survive in New York, live in New York, how crazy of a city this is in the world, in the universe, in time. Maybe it's just too much because they know, the baseball gods, the sports gods, God himself, whatever, they know. We get a parade here. Can you imagine the Knicks win this whole thing? And what that parade would look like, because as I just said to Ross, like, we have all of these teams. We have the most sports teams. We have 3 hockey teams, 2 football teams, 2 baseball teams, 2 basketball teams. But come on, I'm a Net fan. You don't have to tell me. Like, I just was in the chat, Pedro in the chat. Hey, Keith, you going to the Nets game? I'm like, I'll eventually get over there. I'm not running over there. Probably not going to the opener. But the Knicks... Like, why I say this Knicks season is going to be fun, already just looking at how Mike Brown is talking and obviously the roster construction and them getting rid of Tom Thibodeau and them getting to the Eastern Conference Finals last year and this city being starved, where even Jackson Dart was talking about, this city needs a winner and, like, this city wants to win. And, like, Jackson Dart is like, he's talking as if, like, I don't know, bro. Let's see what happens when you go to Mile High against Sean Payton and the Broncos defense. It's going to be a different look. But I like the kid. He's swaggy. Him, Cam Scataboo. Like, I'm rooting for them. Like, I want to see them do well. But the NFL is week to week. And, yeah, you could knock off the Eagles on a short week, but you got to show up and do it again. And luckily they've got extra time. But, yeah, we are starved for a parade, for a champion in the major sports. It just seems like now it's just so far gone. When's it ever going to happen again? Seems like we get further and further from actually having, like, I thought the Rangers were going to win at some point, as Ross mentions them. You know, when I came into the fan 2021 into 2022, and that question always pops up, who's the next New York sports team to win a championship? I kept saying the Rangers. It just made the most sense. Football, no shot. And even being a Yankee fan, I know I'm not dumb. I wouldn't put the Yankees there, even though the Yankees got to a World Series last year. The Rangers, I just thought, had the best shot. But now look at the Rangers starting all over. And the Yankees, the window is getting close to closing with Stanton and Cole and Judge. And honestly think they've got two more years of Boone and that's it. And then they got to get a new manager and we might lock out. And I don't know. It's just not great. But yeah, so the Knicks played a preseason game tonight. And, you know, as I laugh about, you know, Mike Brown and the Knicks season going to be great, here is audio from Mike Brown post-game after the Knicks lose in the preseason to the Wizards 120-103. Again, it's preseason, it's exhibition. I didn't watch this at all, but I caught this on Twitter, and I'm like, oh, this year is going to be fun with this new head coach that we're all familiar with if you watch the NBA. If you got it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Play it, Fleegs.
You know, our starters did not bring the energy. You know, this is probably a worse basketball game overall, and we did it in spurts. We weren't very good to start the game. We weren't very good to start the third quarter. I thought that the guys coming off the bench, they did a great job. You know, Tyler gave us great minutes. I thought Garrison, Trey, even Kevin, Alex, Mo, I mean, I can go down. Tosan was really good for us out on the floor. And they didn't really do anything tricky. You know, they were just in the right spot defensively. They tried to play the way that we've been playing throughout the preseason, every day in practice, and it, you know, showed at times to be very good basketball. Offensively, again, we didn't do anything different. When that second group came in, the guys just spaced the floor. They tried to play with pace. It wasn't there all the time, but they tried to do it. They tried to touch the paint, space the floor the right way, and get off it at the right times. A couple of times we over dribbled here and there, but you know, we have to do better collectively as a we needed to do better collectively as a unit when it came to doing the little things, starting with boxing out. We weren't great at it.
All right, you can cut it. I felt like it was very detailed. We started to get a feel for how he's going to talk basketball, and I just feel like it's a stark contrast from how Tom Thibodeau did things. I don't think you're getting that much from Tom in the preseason. Again, it's exhibition, and it's preseason for everybody. But, like, I don't think it's, like, I don't think it's worth doing all that. But, I guess he's practicing for, his post games and what that's going to sound like during the season. And, you know, the video on Nick's Twitter, or Nick's videos at SNY_Nick's says, our starters did not bring the energy. This is probably a worse basketball game overall, and we did it in spurts. Mike Brown gives an opening statement after the Knicks preseason loss to Washington and called it a great learning experience. And, you know, people are responding to it. Well, you think we have championship aspirations? Yes. Yes. It is win the finals. Let's say get to the finals. It's get to the finals. It's win the East, or this is a failure. And I think with that heavy of a weight and expectation on a first-year head coach and on a group of guys, and you need everything to go right. And, like, we're talking about a preseason game tonight. Brunson didn't play in the game. Cat didn't play in the game. Josh Hart didn't play in the game. I don't think Mikal Bridges played in the game. They started Diatai, Brogdon, Clarkson, McBride, and Yabusele. So, anyway, just had to sneak in a little Knicks conversation as we're getting closer to that. And, like, now this is the most anticipated Knicks season of your life. With the Yankees failing and the Mets all-time failing, baseball is packed up around here. No more baseball nights in New York unless you're hate watching. Hockey, what are the Rangers going to be? What are the Islanders going to be? Hopefully the Devils turn into a fully loaded wagon. But you guys will try to play funny like the Devils don't count. Like the Brooklyn Nets don't count to some of y'all. I don't know what the Nets are going to be. I do think they're going to win more than 15 games. But ultimately, as it gets colder outside, the focus shifts to Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks picking up where they left off last year in an East that everybody tells you is wide open for them. Like, just, hey, you know things do not go as planned. And as we're talking about 5,000 days of this city being in sports pain and not being able to crown a champion, now all of that weight is put on the one basketball team that's been here for 100 years that everybody loves, and this has got to be the year, and they got rid of the I know it's going to be exciting. I know it's going to be fun. OG in Brooklyn on the Fan. Thanks for holding. I got you in there.
My guy, first of all, thanks for the little conversation on Instagram yesterday. I got an 84 on my video from my teacher. I was happy.
Good.
Number. Great compliments.
Keep working.
Yes, sir. So I got a couple things I want to talk about. First of all, when are these owners going to realize this is not 1988 again? We can develop a system. We don't have to make it to the playoffs every year. There's still going to be ticket sales, merchandise sales. But you know what the problem is? Owners listen to the fan. Owners read the Daily News, the New York Post, and they jump the gun. They trade everything we have to get a rent-a-cop. And that's the biggest problem with New York sports teams. The Yankees, the Mets, everybody. That's the biggest problem. There's no patience. And that's why we can't go out there and win.
It's a tough spot. Like, I remember, Lindor and even CeCe speaking on it, specifically with Volpe this year, about how, like, you can't develop a player in the spotlight of New York where you're expected to be damn near perfect and
exactly.
Win.
Exactly.
And then also, you're expected to go for it at the trade deadline every year. Cashman had to make those moves and trades to bring in starters, bench players, relievers, and it wasn't enough.
Nope, because we don't develop anymore. I remember going to the games in 88. First of all, I'm going to go to my grave and say I'm the one who started the singing of New York after every game. I was 10 years old, and I used to sit there at the Yankee win and sing New York, and the rest of the crowd would sing with me. Now,
hey, you got it, bro. I wasn't there. I wasn't around. But no, you're 100% right as far as there is no patience because we don't have patience. We've been waiting 5,000 days.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm a Miami Dolphins fan. I'm a diehard Yankee fan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm a Miami Dolphins fan. Yeah, sorry to hear that. I know. I can't stand anything that we have going on.
Tua throws three picks and then throws the whole team under the bus.
Don't forget about it. Forget it. How about my boy Tyreek down there? Forget it.
Why do you think Tyreek was happy as they were wheeling him off the field? He was like, I don't have anything to do with this. I'm done.
All right, right. Get me out of here. Let me collect my money and watch you on the big screen at home. With the Jets, I mean, listen, Aaron Glenn, who are you? Like, who are you? What did you win?
Nothing.
For you to be sitting here marching up and down the sideline like you don't want to come.
Last game with the Lions was an embarrassment. As we talk about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, what happened to that Lions defense that he was in charge of?
Could you imagine if that was George Steinbrenner back in the days with Billy Martin and he would have did that? He would have got fired right on the, he would have got fired on the field.
And you know what? Thanks for the call, OG. We need a little bit more of that. I don't know how we get to, like, okay, you coddle the players and the coaches and participation trophy, and we love you guys. But then at the same time, you need some hard, tough love and, like, somebody to play. It's professional sports. There's a lot of money at stake. There's a lot of also, like, pride and egos and just feelings involved. How do we get to a happy medium? I don't know. I don't know who has you know, struck the balance. Like, for example, with what is his name? Brian Branch from the Lions last night after he went after Juju. Like, I liked what I heard from Dan Campbell. He said, we love Brian Branch. I love him. But, like, this isn't going to be tolerated. This isn't who we are. Like, the two things can exist. We drafted this kid. And he should have been a first-round draft pick. They went and got him second day quickly. We love him, but, like, he's got to sit down for a minute, and he's got to learn from this. And this is what our organization, like, is not standing for. We want you to bite off kneecaps, but once the game is over, we can't have you're taking cheap shots at guys and then starting a brawl. And we don't care what happened during the game that was missed. You don't take matters into your own hands. Like, I thought that was a good example of, like, yeah, we love you, and we're going to wrap our arm around you, but also you need to be disciplined as well, and you need to learn. When will they learn? John is in Massbeth with us on the Fan. What's up, John?
Keith, what's up, man? Listen, I saw your fantasy one this week over Al Cintron. You freaking dog walked him by like 70 points.
Oh, T.O. Al? Yeah. I'm not gonna rub it in because I think his team is hurt. I think he's missing a few players. Like, I saw his team. I'm like, he's starting J.K. Dobbins, Jaylen Warren, Sterling Shepard, Michael Carter. He had Michael Carter in his lineup and then took him out. I think his team has got to be banged up. Now, his team just sucks. I don't know. I'm looking at his roster now. He doesn't have anybody on his squad.
Yeah, I'm looking at his team, yeah. Sterling Shepard starting and Wandell Robinson pretty good in Dobbins. But, yeah, anyway, so
Ross and Bergen County. One of my losses, as we're on that in that league, one of my losses is to Ross and Bergen County by like 0.6 of a point. So I should be 4-1 right now. I should be 5-1 right now.
You should, yeah.
I'm gonna win the league regardless. I'm calling that now, and I don't even be on the waiver wire.
Man.
Like
I always
see you guys are all over the waiver wire. I'm like, I think I made one waiver.
I got
Waller in the waiver wire. That's it. Anyway, no one cares about our fantasy league.
No one doesn't care. Exactly. No one cares about it. Anyways, I will say Javonte Williams in the ninth round was a pretty good pickup for me.
Great. That's kind of like I got Rico Dowdle last year, the Cowboys running back.
Anyways, yo, the Jets. I'm not a Jets fan, but, yeah, that dude's got to sell the team, man. I never even seen a dysfunctional team
never
ran
will.
Like that.
Because Brick Johnson's going to be all bricked up in there in 10 years. He's going to be the new Wood.
5,000 5,000 days have had a championship, but it's been over 20,000 for the Mets and Jets. So
40
it
years,
could be a lot worse
40 years, and I think the Jets are at, what, 55? Some more than
that. They are both 1969. I just checked it out before I called you. So that was one hell of a year for someone like Evan and Joe B, but
Evan wasn't born.
Yeah,
Evan wasn't alive, but no, that's
Evan wasn't
tough.
Alive, but Joe B was probably a little teenager or whatever.
Yeah.
But yo, our Yankees, man, listen, man, I hate to talk baseball right now, and the baseball playoffs are going on, and the Yankees aren't involved, but we got 3 years left of Gerrit Cole, 3 years left of Aaron Judge's prime. I don't care anything about these goddamn prospects. Trade them all away. Over the years, look at the prospects that have been, look at the prospects that have been all talked about the last few years. Volpe, Dominguez, Spencer Jones. They
Peraza,
all turned out to be
Everson
nuts.
Pereira.
Peraza.
Yeah.
And look at the prospects that turned out to be good. Will Warren, Cam Schlittler, Ben Rice. They're the ones that weren't really hyped up.
Right.
Trade Lombard, trade Dominguez, trade Jones, trade everybody in that damn Yankees top 30
well,
prospect
for whom?
List.
What do we need?
Listen, go out there and just keep making offers. Try to get a player like Stephen Kwan or Zach Neto or even call Padres up. Try to get Tatis Jr. off of them. Call up the Guardians. Try to get Jose Ramirez. Listen, just start trying to stack these chips with people that can move the damn needle, people who can hit the ball well, who can field well, who can run the bases well, you know? Just get Volpe the hell out of here. Even Ben Rice. Listen, I like Ben Rice's hitting, but he can't play defense at first.
Right.
You can make him DH, but we got Stanton there. It's just a mess. This team's got to figure it out. But in my opinion, man, anybody that's a damn prospect is free to be moved. I don't care.
Yeah, they're on the table.
We
they got to push for this
win.
Last 2-3 years
all
of this window.
These next 2 to 3 years.
Thanks for the call, John. Yeah, 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. We got to take a break. But I echo that with the Yankees. You have to push your chips all the way in. Judge did it in the postseason. And you know what's funny? All season, I was saying that he would. Right, if you recall me saying, hey, he failed in the World Series. They mocked him. They memed him. They gift him. They reply to me with the gif of Judge dropping the pop-up. He had a kid. He's a dad now. He failed at the highest level. There is no universe series. He failed in the World Series, so maybe he gets to the postseason now and he's himself. He was. The numbers show you that he was better than what he does in the regular season. And when the team needed him most, facing elimination, 3-run home runs, win ball games. He hit that 3-run home run on a pitch that like nobody's supposed to be able to hit out. So now you've seen that from Judge. You should feel confident that if you get back into the dance the following year, the year after, Judge has jumped over that hurdle. He's got that monkey off his back. So put some other proven postseason players around him. Put some other dogs around him. Put some other contact hitters around him. I don't know. Just a thought. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up if you'd like to talk sports. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tell Siri to dial the fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Still here, but I'm about to get out of the way, so call me up if you want to talk to me, 888-808-1019. These shows are always quick, and then we'll reload for the 5 hour KM to AM at 7 p.m. And then with the Yankees ending and the Brooklyn Nets not starting, I have a run coming up of these 5 hour shows. And it's a run. I say it's a sprint, not a marathon. I'll probably book some guests and then I'll have more time to really build out each hour and really hit you with takes. Like tonight, I kind of put everything out there for you to come up and grab. It's not enough time to just be like, we're only going to talk about the Jets offense and where they lack. But speaking of the Jets, you know, here comes a stretch of games where they could win. It sucks that Garrett Wilson is hurt, because like in your building against the Carolina Panthers, you could beat them. But they're rolling now. They're coming off of beating Dallas, and they probably feel really good about themselves. Teterola McMillan, another guy I thought that the Jets should be looking at. Teterola McMillan, he's balling now. Bryce Young looks a lot better than he looked at the beginning of last year. Dave Canales as a head coach is starting to come around. But, like, I don't know. If they've got any fight, if they've got any heart, they will figure it out this week. And the things that they're telling us about practice and, oh, we believe we're a better team than this and we're putting in the, like, that stuff will come to fruition. And you know what? I'm looking at you, Justin Fields. For people like me that believed in you and tried to give you another shot, people like me that told people, yo, stop saying he can't throw. He can make every throw. He can't make every throw because he can't see where to throw the ball. He doesn't know where to throw the ball. Bounce back. And hopefully Tanner and Strand and all of these guys on offense, they have a different game plan and approach, because that wasn't it against, and let's not like leave that part out of it. The Broncos have a really good defense. Let's not disregard who they were going up against. He's not going to have that tough of a challenge in front of him the next 3 weeks facing the Panthers, the Bengals, and the Browns. Jose's out in Brooklyn with us next on the fan. What's up, Jose?
Good evening, Keith. Thank you for taking my call. And as a Jet fan, it's just been a very brutal watch. And, you know, I understand that, you know, I get a lot of flack for trying to, you know, solve things rather than, you know, be in the hilarity of it all and just say, you know, fire everyone every single year, because eventually that does get tired.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I'm at, where I'm just like, hey, look, if you're going to tell me that I was overreacting in a Super Bowl or bust year where, you know, we invested so much and everything else and it just turned out to be a complete mess, and but somehow in a year of no expectations, this is much worse as a Jet fan.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's just some type of disconnect, and I understand that I'm not in line with everybody else who calls in. But to me, I'm just like, hey, this is just week six. It's been a horrible start, but I'm just not ready to throw out every single thing every single year. And yeah,
the season's over. You're not making the playoffs. There's no point in talking about who you're drafting because so much is going to change, right? Oh, they were supposed to get Archie Manning as the number one. Like, that's not the case. I feel like we have to just take a second and hit pause and realize, okay, this was always a rebuild. What we thought doesn't matter anymore. What we thought about Aaron Glenn, what we thought about Justin Fields, what we thought about this roster, they have injuries to this roster. Now they're without three of their arguably best players in Quincy Williams, Braylon Allen, and Garrett Wilson. They're going to get tested again. Nobody feels sorry for you. It's the NFL. Let's see how they respond to this. There are winnable games coming up. Can they get one win, two wins out of these three? Can they adjust their offense and work to the skill set of their quarterback now? Now, the quarterback, there's no plays drawn up for Garrett Wilson. Now just throw the ball to who's open and scheme some guys open. And like they should be so embarrassed off of the performance in London that they go to work this week and say, we're going to put a better product out there. We're all going to be better. We're going to succeed. We're going to find a way. And we're going to have some urgency. Go back into the bag of tricks. Kick the ball when you have a chance to kick the ball. Go for the points. It's the NFL. I don't understand how you are on the field like, oh, we're good here. Oh, yeah, we'll just take this into halftime. What? I look at Justin Fields. It's like, Justin Fields is a guy who this year, and I'm not making fun of this because I'm like this too. I actually need to do it more. This year he talked about how he leaned into his faith and his Bible, and I think it gave him a sense of like not worrying so much and also understanding that he's just playing a game. I hope he has that same mindset after one of the worst games of his career. And I hope through prayer and through Bible study and belief, he comes out there and he shows people, I have a lot of talent. That was a tough game, but I'm going to bounce back. Because now, with Breece Hall already packing his bags, campaigning to be traded, he's still going to go out there and play tough because he wants to get traded. He wants his value to be high. But it is literally on Justin Fields to win you a game on offense. The defense has stepped up. The defense came along. Sauce Gardner said they had a talk about having some pride and taking it personal. I need Justin Fields to have some pride or take it personal, because if not, if Justin Fields doesn't have pride and take it personal, Troy Taylor is going to be in there before you know it. You guys know who Troy is? Troy Taylor is going to be getting reps. If you know, you know. Mike is in Queens, New York on the Fan next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up? You know, any player the Giants are going to get in the future, you look at, for example, like you can get the best pass rusher in the NFL, you can always scheme around that, which is, you know, getting the ball out quick, throwing screens, things of that nature. And if you have the greatest running back, you stack the box, you can neutralize it. In my opinion, the NFL, the most important position is the wide receiver position, because unless you double team a guy, there's always an area where a quarterback can fit a ball. So you can have the greatest coverage and you can still complete plays. So when you have a Malik Nabers with his talent, his ability, he's obviously going to get double teamed. If you can get another guy at his level, you are automatically a Super Bowl contender. When the Bengals made the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, they had the worst O-line in NFL history. Their defense was middle of the pack average, and yet they still made the Super Bowl because of Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and obviously Burrow. So what I'm saying is, Malik Nabers is on a rookie contract right now. There's a guy who has more talent and more upside that might be available from the Colts. His name is Adonai Mitchell. You can somehow get that guy with Malik Nabers. Assuming Jackson Dart is the guy, this team not only can become a contender really quickly, they can be a Super Bowl contender. With the defense that they have right now, was at worst, it's an average defense with a lot of upside. So I just think the Giants got to do whatever they can right now to get another top receiver, because we see amongst the NFL, the teams that make the Super Bowls are the teams with the George Kittle, Debo Samuel, you know, Brandon Ayuk, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith. Having two 1A guys completely changes your entire team.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I disagree with a lot of that. Try and go backwards. like the Steelers didn't win anything with those receivers that aren't even receivers. Kittle's a tight end. Debo Samuel, not bad for a running back. I guess he's a receiver. Ayuk. Forget about Ayuk in the Super Bowl. But no, I hear you. I understand. What it is about these great receivers is they're game breakers. They're covered, but they're not covered. You know, they can make ridiculous one-handed catches. Look at Ja'Marr Chase with Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco threw the ball right at him. He's double covered. He catches it with one hand on his body. It's a touchdown. Like, they can help you go off script. They can get separation. They can beat coverages. It is a huge plus to have a top receiver. Are the Giants going to be in a position in 2 weeks where it's worth trading for Adonai Mitchell out of Texas, who's with the Colts, and now that Alec Pierce is back and Josh Downs is there and Michael Pittman Jr. is there, they really don't have room for him. Is it going to be worth giving up something? Like, are the Giants, who, like, I think it's really going to haunt the Giants. I think they're going to compete, but I think it's really going to haunt the Giants, and it's not worth really talking about or thinking about. It's going to haunt the Giants that they lost to the Saints that they lost to the Cowboys and even the Commanders, and that, like, maybe if they would have just started week one with Jackson Dart, he would have lucked into beating the Commanders, would have been ready to beat the Cowboys who they should have beat. By time you did face the Saints, he would have already got through, like, I don't know, the growing pains of learning how to protect the ball. Like, the Giants' schedule is still tough. It's the toughest strength of schedule. It just got tougher because look at the teams that they're going to face that we thought maybe could be wins. Are like, okay, so the Broncos, they got to go to Mile High and face. I'm taking the Broncos in that game. In their building, coming off of barely beating the Jets. Sean Payton versus his former I'm taking the Broncos. It might be a close game, whatever. Taking the Broncos. The Eagles. You think the Eagles in their building aren't going to be fired up to get some get back against the Giants after they got embarrassed on Thursday Night Football? Of course. The 49ers. Will Brock Purdy be back by that time? I think Brock Purdy's back, whether he's back or not. 49ers are well coached. They've got some talent. Not a guaranteed win. The Bears, you got to go to Soldier Field and face them. They just ripped off three in a row. By the time they face the Giants, they could have a couple more wins. The Packers. The Packers are supposed to be already Super Bowl champs. We've seen them struggle, but like the Lions, the Patriots. Come on. Like, these are two first-place teams. Like, nothing is locked as far as like you said, the Giants are a Super Bowl contender. We gotta stop. Everybody's a Super Bowl contender then. If the Giants are a Super Bowl contender, so are the Carolina Panthers. So are the Dallas Cowboys. So are the, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like we could just take any other run of the mill. The Minnesota Vikings. Oh, the Falcons just beat the Bills, so the Falcons are Super Bowl contenders too. We're six games in. And some teams are starting to hit their bye, whatever. Will the Giants be in a spot by week eight in 2 weeks from now before the trade deadline to say, okay, yeah, we need another receiver? Here's what I'll tell you about Jackson Dart. He doesn't care who it is. He doesn't care who he's throwing to. He was on the, you know, third string with Lil Jordan Humphrey making plays in the preseason. He's going to throw it to who's open. Wandell Robinson is fine. The tight ends are fine. Jalen Hyatt, step up. If there's a play to be made, he's going to make a play. I don't know if they're going to actually strike a trade to bring a receiver in here, and I don't think it's worth it. I think, you know, it sucks that Malik Nabers has gone down. Because that's the thing, like, with this emergence of Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo, you would have a new triplets. You'd have a trio on offense where you would feel really good about those three working together, getting reps together, fighting together, finding ways to win. But I don't know. I'm not saying the Giants are a Super Bowl contender. Two good wins. You shocked the world twice. You beat a undefeated, Harbaugh-led Chargers team in your building. You beat a defending champion team that was reeling and coming off a loss to the Broncos in your building. Now you got to go on the road. You lost to the Saints in the Superdome. Now you got to go to Mile High. Then you got to go to Philly. Like, it could be back-to-back losses, and then what are we talking about? If they lose back-to-back games here, you'll be talking about they really needed that game against the Cowboys. They really needed that game against the Saints. Okay, this year they're not going to make the playoffs. This is just about the growth and development of Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. And the way those two play, fingers crossed for their health and safety and that they're not knocked out of the game. They're wild boys. And you love that, but at the same time, the NFL don't love that. Defensive players, they're watching film and they're like, oh, I'm going to make my presence felt against them. Oh, when they step on the field with me, I'm going to show them. 888-808-1019. If you're calling at this time, you're going to be talking to C-Mac. Let's get Carlos and Clifton in here before I go. What's up, Lowe's?
Hey, let's keep going on with the craziness tonight. So how my Giants are going to make the Super Bowl in 2 weeks, the Jets are not going to have a win, and they're going to trade Garrett Wilson to us. All right? Let's keep it going.
Yeah. Shador Sanders, for all we know, Shador Sanders is going to get traded to the Jets, and he'll be quarterback in the Jets the rest of the way.
Oh, my God. Listen, the Stephen Kwan for a couple of our prospects, Like, what are we doing? And listen, my prospects going anywhere, you better talk about Paul Skeens. That's who we're talking about. If you're going to move prospects, you're talking about something big. Now, I wanted to ask you something. We're going into next year. I mean, and I love what Belly did for us, but dude, I need Kyle Tucker. Get me Kyle Tucker, and we'll talk about everything else after. We got to get Kyle Tucker. I think he's a better hitter. I know he's not a better defender, but a way better hitter than Belly is. He's not a high strikeout guy, and he was our number one prize before all the Soto. Everybody, we were trying to get him forever. I think we have to get that guy. Maybe let Dominguez try center field, but you can't. You know, they've been throwing this guy around all over, not letting him play. Ben Rice. What are we talking about getting rid of Ben Rice? The kid just hit 26 home runs.
They were bouncing him around.
Yeah, they're bouncing him around like a yo-yo. Get him.
Thanks for the call, Los. I'm running out of time. The Yankees absolutely should be in on Kyle Tucker. Have the conversations. Offer him. See what else is out there. I think he's from Tampa. That's a spring training home of the Yankees, yeah. Ben Rice, he's got to work on fielding at first base, scooping the ball. If he's going to be your starting first baseman, or maybe you go get somebody. I don't know. I would like to see Cody Bellinger return. I think he's going to have a couple suitors. Scott Boras is going to be working hard on that, but I'm not there yet. When the winter meetings come, like, we've got plenty of time to do that. I'd rather talk football and get ready for basketball, and obviously hockey has started. I'm about to get ready to leave. Actually, I'm already ready. Chris McMonagle, coming your way next.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.